How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking lameness and cattle with Dr. Dan Thompson. We're back with Dan in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
In partnership with Zimpro, the Beef Cattle Institute of Kansas State University has recently released something called the Step Up app. It's a new educational training tool for identifying and managing beef cattle lameness that can be downloaded to your smartphone or to your tablet. The director of the Beef Cattle Institute is veterinarian Dr. Dan Thompson. He says that cattle lameness costs producers significantly every year, and this app has a lot to offer producers to help them get around some of those problems.
Well, I think the big thing is first of all, it has pictures and it has language to show producers what different lameness is and how it presents itself. Whether it's an environmental lameness like foot rot or toe abscess, if it's a nutritional deal such as laminitis from soluble carbohydrate intake, or if it's infectious, we can take a look at how it presents itself. So it really gives the producer and veterinarian a tool to look at different lameness and then match up what's going on in their operation with the pictures and videos as far as the locomotion scoring and the severity of the lameness, and then helps them make a diagnosis.
Thompson believes that this app can be helpful to anyone interested in maintaining the health of your beef cattle herd.
Well, the target audience is going to be veterinarians and producers. You know, there's a lot of times where we can do things on our own at our farm and look at these and make a diagnosis, but I really encourage farmers and ranchers, because these animals are worth so much. The treatment costs and having a veterinarian or a second set of eyes on your operation is so cheap relative to losing one animal or losing two animals or losing the production of 20 animals. Really, that's the target audience is both producers and veterinarians and extension personnel.
Dan Thompson believes this is a good tool using some modern technology to help train a wide audience, hopefully resulting in fewer reported cases of lameness in our beef cattle.
Well, I think the big thing is what we do at K-State and the land grant mission is we want to produce tools that producers and veterinarians can use. Doing something that's going to collect dust and sit on a shelf is not good use of the state taxpayers' dollars, and partnering with somebody like Zimpro does offset some of the costs of the taxpayer to pay us to get something like this done. And it also provided some great training for graduate students and veterinary students to help put this together. So I think it's been I think the big goal is now that it's out there and that hopefully we'll start to see it work. We'll see producers improve the health and welfare of their animals, which in turn will improve the profitability of their operations.
Dr. Dan Thompson, you can find the Step Up app in either the iTunes or Google Play stores. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 16th Annual Bull Sale coming Saturday, March 21st, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Wacomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 85 home-raised, service-age Angus bulls. They've got some great genetics in these bulls they'll be offering. For more information, go to the website PollardFarms.com or give them a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms Bull Sale, Saturday, March 21st. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.